The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Would getting baptized twice be dishonoring to Christ? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hello and welcome to the show. This is Grace in Focus, and I am Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thanks for joining us. Currently, we're in a series where we're taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by sending them to us through email, radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Well, welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean.
Hi, I'm Bob. Post-conference, by the way.
Post-conference, but for people listening, probably many months.
Right.
At least a month out. But I'm amazed that I'm even talking. Is what I'm saying making sense
here? It resonates
here?
With me. I was wiped out by
because I'm
by
tired.
Thursday. I was toast.
But it's worth it. You know, I always leave the conference with, like, on a high, an emotional
right.
high. It might
right.
be because I've had adrenaline pumping for, like, 3 days, but I leave feeling good, but then I crash. How about you?
Yeah, you know, that's called the Elijah complex, because after Elijah killed the 400 prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel, then he became depressed and lamented his life and everything else, and God had to restore him and give him the strength he needed to go on. And psychologists say after you've had a very exciting experience, it's quite common to go through a valley afterwards. I mean, finishing up your college degree, it's great, but you have a letdown. Doing a conference is great, but you have a letdown. Whatever it is, you always need to realize there's going to be a post-experience kind of a letdown, and you need to be prepared for that.
And that's called the Elijah complex.
That's what I call it. I don't know if I made that up or...
Except we didn't kill anyone at the conference.
No.
Unless you mean my killer jokes.
Right. Oh, your jokes were so good. We had 3 people died listening
yeah,
to your jokes.
They just yeah, died. No, that was a good conference. And you can see all the plenary sessions at our YouTube channel.
Just go type
GES
in YouTube
Vids.
Space Grace Evangelical Society
yeah.
or GES Vids. Yeah.
GES Vids. I think we need to come up with a better name for that. But you can find all that stuff there. And we're going to be releasing a YouTube video once a week for the foreseeable future. And I think there's already going to be a few new videos up there. So be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel because, you know, as wonderful as it is to hear our voices, it's even better to see our faces, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Just
it's great
two
for
visions
me.
Of
yeah,
beauty.
Just, now, were you going to give a shout out today to somebody? Who was you going to give a
sure.
shout out to?
Sure. I'm going to give a shout out, let's say, to Jan DeHay.
Well, we appreciate Jan.
Shout out to Jan DeHay.
She wasn't able to make this year's conference.
I miss her.
She's
I haven't
come
seen
to
her.
Many conferences.
I haven't seen her in a couple of years, but. Yeah, I miss her.
Yep.
We used to talk about
beekeeping.
And
I know she
and
listens almost every day.
Yeah. All right, are you ready for some questions?
I don't know. Give me one of the easier ones first.
An easier question first. Okay. How about this? I have a question regarding baptism. This is from Kyle.
Okay.
I know that baptism isn't required for salvation, but it's the first step of the Christian life and a commandment for new believers. Do you
right.
want to just say something about that quickly?
Yeah, Matthew 28:18-20, go therefore make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and teaching them. So baptism is kind of the first step in making disciples, and therefore from our standpoint as the new believer, that's our requirement as the first step. From the standpoint of being the discipler, our job is not only to lead someone to faith in Christ, but then to baptize them and teach them.
Right. And, you know, at the conference, speaking of the conference again, there's a message by Steve Lewis on original sin. And he made a good point that because the Catholic Church believed, or after Augustine or whatnot, believed in this thing called original sin and original guilt, and little kids are born with this original guilt, they thought that you therefore needed to baptize babies in order to be saved because baptism was supposed to erase this original guilt and give them a clean slate and baptismal regeneration and all that. So they started off with this wrong idea about original sin, and then they ended up with the wrong idea about baptism. And I guess the question here is about who should be the proper subject of baptism. Now, does baptism regenerate, by the way?
No, Kyle's right. Baptism is not a condition of eternal life, and it does not lead to regeneration. And he's correct that it's a first step in discipleship. But for proof that it's not a condition, just think of John 3:16.
Right.
Or think of John chapter 4 with Jesus talking to the woman at the well. You know, he's talking about drinking water, not getting dunked in water.
Right, right, exactly.
And the drinking water is a figure of speech for believing in him. The same thing with Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
That's right.
So there's not baptism. In fact, first
whoever is baptized will have eternal life. John 3:16.
No, John 3:16 doesn't say that, John.
It doesn't
say
that.
Come back.
So many people think so. All right, here's what Kyle continues to say. However, a decade ago, I started going to a church and did an altar call and thought I got saved. Then afterwards, I was baptized. But now, I can't remember what I believed back then, whether it was grace or work salvation. I know that salvation is a free gift from God through belief in Christ. Should I be baptized now, since I officially know the truth now? Or would it be an insult to God to get baptized multiple times?
Kyle, that's a great question. And my answer would be it's a matter of personal conviction. I can tell you from my own experience that I invited Jesus into my heart hundreds of times before I came to faith, and I was in a sinless perfection work salvation cult during that time, and I thought, you got saved by inviting Jesus in, and then once you were saved, you had to live a sinless life to stay saved. And if you committed a sin, you lost your salvation and could never get it back. So it was pretty extreme. Well, my senior year in college, at the beginning of it, I came into contact with Campus Crusade for Christ, and I came to faith, and I knew I was born again simply by faith in Christ. And so at age 20, I was baptized. Now, I had been christened as a baby in the Orthodox Church, and this cult, I had never been baptized with them, but I went ahead and was baptized as an adult because I knew that was when I first came to faith. But that's not what Kyle's saying.
Right.
He's saying, I'm really not sure what I believed back then.
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of personal conviction. If he thinks that, look, as far as I know, I was a believer back then there's no reason to repeat the baptism. But if he has some serious doubts about what he believed back then, yeah, I think it'd be a good idea to be baptized. And I know lots of people who, for example, I have some friends, David and Linda Renfro. They recently went to Jerusalem, and she was baptized in the Jordan. Well, she'd already been baptized. She just wanted to be baptized in the Jordan.
Yeah.
There's lots of believers who've done that.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think it dishonors God to be baptized a second time, especially if it's for a good reason. And so, if you want to, fine. But if you don't, you've already been baptized, and if as far as you know, you were a believer, it's not essential to be rebaptized.
Biblically speaking, baptism is not a condition of eternal salvation, so that's not on the line. I think a lot of churches that make a big deal about whether or not you should get baptized or rebaptized, they make it a salvation issue. They make it a eternal destiny issue. And so they're like, you can't get rebaptized because then you're going to maybe lose the salvation you got when you got baptized as a baby or whatever. But we would say, no. If you've believed in Jesus, your eternal destiny is settled. So that's why this is more a matter of personal conviction, you know?
Right. Now, obviously, it is something Jesus wants us to do, and it is something we should do. But having said that, if you've already been baptized before, then, you know, it's a matter of, okay, do I think that it's honoring to God to be baptized again? Is that important? And that's up to you.
Well, is there any other benefit? Like, we have a second question from Wes. Wes wants to know about Acts 2:38, and he says he knows that we've written about this and we've talked about this before, but he just can't find it. Maybe we'll do Wes's specific question next time, but in Acts 2:38, Peter calls on the Jews there to get baptized for the forgiveness of sin. So in Kyle's case, if he gets rebaptized, does he get re-forgiveness of sins, do you think?
No,
or what?
No, that's a good question. We'll talk about Acts 2:38 on the next episode because there's a couple of good articles on our website about that, and we could talk about that. But really what you get when you are baptized is the opportunity to publicly testify to your faith in Christ. So baptism, in my opinion, is a good work because you are publicly acknowledging that I'm a believer in Jesus Christ.
Right.
It's a witness. Now, maybe you're not standing up and giving a word, although it's sometimes when people are baptized, the baptizer gives the person a chance to say, I believe in Jesus, and I know I have eternal life by faith in him.
Right.
So they actually give a short testimony.
Yeah.
But either way, it's a visual testimony. Mm-hmm. This person, this brother, has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ for everlasting life, and he wants to follow Christ in believer's baptism. And so I baptize you, Kyle or Wes or whatever, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The benefit of it, it's rewardable. Mm-hmm. This is something, it seems to me, Jesus says, don't lay up treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, but lay up treasure in heaven where it can't be taken away.
Right.
It seems to me you've laid up a little bit of treasure when you're baptized for the right reason, not to impress people, but to please God.
So you're confessing Christ before men.
Right. And that's why it's important, by the way, the baptism's done right. If you do a baptismal service and they say, well, we're baptizing so-and-so here so he can gain the forgiveness of sins and so that he can go to heaven when he dies if he's faithful until death, that's not a God-honoring baptism.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong. To baptize babies is wrong. The Bible knows nothing about baptizing babies. I once saw a thing when I was in North Carolina. They had an article in the paper, and some church baptized 3,000 people in their parking lot on a Saturday, or maybe it was Sunday afternoon. What they did is they got several fire departments to bring their fire trucks out, and they shot water in the air and rained on like 3,000 people.
Well, you know, I was dialoguing with a Lutheran about this, and he was insistent that water baptism was God's act of election that saves a person, whether they believe or not, because it'll create faith. And so I said, well, why don't you, if you really believe that, whoever gets baptized gets saved, why don't you rent a fire truck and start hosing people down?
What did he say?
He said, well, it has to be accompanied by the word preached in order to be effective. And I said, fine, rent a megaphone and preach as you start hosing people down, if that's what you really believe. And then I think he saw the paradox, but then he just accepted and he says, I get it. It's a paradox. Well, anyways, to answer Kyle's question, this is a matter of personal conviction.
Right. Just about being rebaptized.
About being rebaptized. Well, I hope that helps you, Kyle, and I hope God guides you in whatever decision that you make. Just make sure that you have Christ as your focus. Do it to please him, not
Amen.
To please the people around you. Thank you for your questions. Keep on sending them to radio@faithalone.org, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you be interested in some free ebooks on subjects like what you hear on the show? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On the site, we've got all kinds of free materials, but one of our popular options are our free ebooks on a range of subjects. They're designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of the faith and Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out more about how you can give, go to faithalone.org. Would you like to have a chat with Dr. Bob or Sean? I know that I enjoy it. Let me tell you how to reach out to the team. You can get us on our email address, which is radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about how baptism relates to the Holy Spirit. So join us for that episode. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.